The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 18th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: My Lord, Your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
These are the disqualifications. Material opulence, these things, janma, to take birth in very aristocratic family or nation, just like you American boys and girls, you are born of rich father, mother, nation. So this is, in one sense, it is God's grace. That is also to take birth in nice family or in nice nation, to become opulent, very rich, to become advanced in knowledge, education, all everything material, and beauty. These are the gifts of pious activity. Otherwise, why a poor man, he does not attract anyone's attention, but a rich man attracts. Educated man attracts the attention. A fool does not attract attention. So, similarly in beauty, in opulence, these things are materially very beneficial. Janmai sadhya sutta. But when a person is materially opulent in this way, he becomes intoxicated. I am a rich man. I am an educated man. I have got money. Becomes intoxicated. Therefore, we advise, because they are already intoxicated by this position. And again intoxication. Then by nature, these people are already intoxicated. Intoxicated in this sense, that's why if you drink wine, you become intoxicated. You are flying in the sky. You are thinking like that. You have gone to the heaven. Yes. So, these are the effects of intoxication. But the intoxicated person does not know that this intoxication will be finished. It is within the time limit. It is not going to continue. That is called illusion. One is intoxication. So I am very rich. I am very educated. I am very beautiful. I am very... I'm born in high family, in high nation. That's all right. But this intoxication, how long it will exist? Suppose you are American, you are rich, you are beautiful, you are advanced in knowledge, and you can be proud to become American. But how long this intoxication will exist? As soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. All intoxicated. Just like, same thing, you drink something, become intoxicated. But as soon as that intoxication is over, all your intoxicated dreams are over, finished. So this intoxication, if you remain in intoxication, hover in the sky, and mental platform. These are mental platform, egoistic platform, bodily platform. But you are not this body, not this gross body and this subtle body. This gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire, the sky, and the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. But you do not belong to these eight elements, aparayam, in the Bhagavad Gita. This is inferior energy of God. Even one is very mentally advanced, he does not know that he is under the influence of inferior energy. He does not know. That is intoxicated. Just like intoxicated person does not know in what condition he is. So, this opulent position is intoxication. And if you increase your intoxication, the modern civilization is that we are already intoxicated and increase the intoxication. We have to become out of the intoxication situation. But the modern civilization is increasing. That you become more intoxicated and go to hell. This is the position of the modern civilization. So, Kunti said that this intoxication position, mada, edomana, mada, increasing, puman, such person, naivarhati, they cannot feelingly address jaya radha mana. They cannot feel it. That's not possible. They are feeling, spiritual feeling is lost. They cannot feelingly address, because they do not know. This God is for poor men, they cannot have sufficient food, let them go to the church and ask, oh God, give us our daily bread. Oh, we have got enough bread, why should I go to church? This is their opinion. Therefore, nowadays, in the days of economic development, nobody is interested going to the church or temple. And what is nonsense? Why shall I go to the church for asking bread? We shall develop economic condition and there will be sufficient supply of bread. That's the communist country, they do so. The communist country, they make propaganda in the villages. They ask the people to go to the church and ask for bread. The innocent people, they ask as usual, oh God, give us our daily bread. Then when they come out of the church, these communist people ask, have you got bread? They say, no sir. All right, ask us. And then they ask, oh communist friend, give me bread. And the communist friend has taken a truck load of bread. Take as much as bread. Take. So who is better? We are better or your God is better? They say, no sir, you are better. Because they have no intelligence. They do not inquire that you rascal, where from you have brought this bread? Have you manufactured in your factory? Can you manufacture grains, the ingredients of bread in your factory? Because they have no intelligence. Shudra. They are called Shudra. Shudra means those who have no intelligence. They take it as it is. But one who is Brahmana, one who is advanced in intelligence, he will inquire immediately, you rascal, where from you brought this bread? That is the question of the Brahmana. You cannot manufacture bread. You are simply transformed. God's grain. The grain is, the wheat is given by God. And you are simply transformed. By transforming something from something. That does not become your property. Just like I give some carpenter, some wood, some implement and salary, and he makes a very nice, beautiful closet. To whom this closet will belong? To the carpenter or to the man who has supplied the ingredients? To whom it will belong? The carpenter cannot say that because I have transformed this wood into such nice closet, it is mine. No, it is not yours. Similarly, who is supplying the ingredient, rascal? That is Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi rapana lovayu khangmano buddhira. Prakriti me astadha. This is my property. You have not created this sea, the land, the sky, the fire, the air. It is not your creation. You can transform these material things, tejo bharimit vinimayam, by mixing and transforming. You take earth from the land, you take water from the sea, and mix it, and put it in the fire, it becomes a brick, and then you pile up all this brick and make a skyscraper building. But where from you got this ingredient, rascal, that you are claiming this skyscraper yours? This is intelligent. You have stolen the property of God, and you are claiming that it is your property. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. So, those who are intoxicated, they cannot understand. They think, it's my problem. I have stolen this land of America from the Red Indians. Now it is my problem. And he does not know that he's a thief. He's a thief. Tena eva sahuchyate, in the Bhagavad Gita. One who takes the property of God and claims his own, he is a thief. Tena eva sahuchyate. Therefore, we have got communistic idea. As a devotee, Krishna conscious person, we have got Krishna conscious communistic program. What is that? That everything belongs to God. Just like they are thinking that everything belongs to the state. These communists, Moscowites, or the Russian, or the Chinese, they are thinking state-wise. But we are thinking not state-wise. We are thinking God-wise. Everything belongs to God. The same philosophy, you extend, simply you require little intelligence. Little intelligence. Why do you think that this state belongs to a few number of people? If you think that there are population, American population, this land of America belongs to this population. Why do you think like that? You think this is the property of God. So, every living entity is a child of God. God is the Supreme Father. And Krishna says, Ahanga bija pada pita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities, sarva-jonishu kaunte, in whichever form they may live. They are all living entities, they are my sons. Actually, that is the fact. We are living entities. We are sons of God. But we are further. Therefore, we are fighting. Just like in a nice family, if anyone knows, father is supplying us food, so we brothers, why should we fight? Similarly, if we become God conscious, if we become Krishna conscious, this fighting will be over. I am American, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am Chinese. These are nonsense things will be over. Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. As soon as people become Krishna conscious, this fighting, this political fighting, national fighting will be over immediately. Because they will come to real consciousness that everything belongs to God. And as the children, a child of the family has got right to take advantages from the father. Similarly, if everyone is part and parcel of God, if everyone is child of God, then everyone has got the right to use the property of the father. So, that right is not that, the right belongs to the human being. According to Bhagavad Gita, this right belongs to all living entities, never mind whether it is living being or animal or trees or birds or beasts or insects. That is Krishna consciousness. We do not think in terms of that simply my brother is good, I am good and all that. This kind of narrow, crippled consciousness we hate, we kick out. We think, Pandita Savadarsana. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunichita Sapatesa. Pandita Samadarsana. One is Pandit, one is learned. He sees every living entity on the equal footing. Therefore, a Vaishnava is so compassionate. Lokanang hitakarino. They can actually do the beneficial work to the human being. They are saying, actually feeling, that all these living entities, they are part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, they have fallen in the contact of this material world, and according to different karma, they have assumed different types of body. So, Pandita, those who are learned, they have no discrimination. That is, this is animal, they should be sent to the slaughterhouse, and this is man, he will eat it. No. Actually, Krishna conscious person, he is kind to everyone. Why the animal should be slaughtered? Therefore, our philosophy is no meat eating. No meat eating. You can learn. So they will not hear us. What is nonsense? This is our food. Why should I not eat? Because Redomana Madha is intoxicated, that's it. He will not hear the real fact. Just like in this state. Because a man is lying still, poor man, has no help. Can I kill him? Will the state excuse me? No, I have killed one poor man. He had no necessity. There was no need for him in the society. So why should he leave? Will the state excuse me that you have done very nice work? No. That poor man is also the subject of the citizen of the state. You cannot kill him. Why not expand this philosophy? That the poor animal or the trees, the birds, beasts, they are also sons of God. You cannot kill. You will be responsible. You will be hanged. Just like by killing a poor man on the street, you will be hanged. Never mind. It is poor. Similarly, in God's eyes, there is no such discrimination. What to speak of God? Even a learned man's vision, there is no such discrimination. This is poor, this is rich, this is black, this is white, this is... No. Everyone is living entity, part and parcel of God. Therefore, Vaishnava is the only benefactor for all the living entities. They try to elevate. A Vaishnava tries to elevate all living entities to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Lokanam hitakarino. That's like Rupa Goswami. Lokanam hitakarino. Tribhuvane mannam saranyakaro. A Vaishnava has no such view that this is Indian, this is American, this is... somebody questioned me somewhere that why you have come to America? Why not I shall come? This, I am servant of God and this is kingdom of God. Why shall I not come? It is artificial to check me. If you check me, then you'll commit sinful activities. Just a government servant, foolish, has the right to enter anyone's house. That's not trespass. Similarly, a God servant has got the right to go anywhere. Nobody can check. If he checks, then he will be punished. Because everything belongs to God. So in this way, we have to see things as they are. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not a crippled idea. Therefore, Kunti says, Janvaisajya sutasrivi idhumana madapuman. Those who are increasing intoxication. Such person cannot become Krishna conscious. Such person cannot become Krishna conscious. Idhumana madap. Because they are intoxicated. Just like an intoxicated person, he is fully intoxicated and talking nonsense. If somebody says, my dear brother, you are talking nonsense, here is father, here is mother, who cares for it? He is intoxicated. Similarly, all these rascals, intoxicated rascals, if you say, here is God, they cannot understand, because intoxicated. Therefore, Kunti says, Tam akinchana gocharam. So, it is a good qualification where one becomes freed from this intoxicants. Janma isadya suti. Good birth, good opulence, good education, good beauty. They can be used. When the same person become Krishna conscious, just like you American boys and girls are doing, you are intoxicated, but when the intoxication is over, you are doing better service, Krishna consciousness. Just like when you go to India, they are surprised how these American boys and girls have become so mad after God. Because that teaches them, that you rascal, you learn, because you imitate from the Western countries. Now see, here the Western country boys and girls are dancing in Krishna consciousness. Now you imitate. That was my policy. So it is being rectified now. Yeah. So everything can be utilized. Good parentage. If you remain intoxicated, do not utilize it, then it is not very good asset. But you can utilize it for good purpose. If you utilize the asset for Krishna's purpose, it will be better position. The same example, just like zero. Zero has no value. But as soon as you put one before zero, it becomes 10. Immediately 10. Another 0, 100. Another 0, 1,000. Similarly, this Janma Isajya Suta Sri, so long you remain intoxicated with it, it is all 0. But as soon as you put Krishna, it becomes 10, 100, 1,000, million. That is the opportunity. So you have got this opportunity. You American boys and girls, you have got this opportunity. You have got zeros. Put Krishna, you become 10. Yeah. Thank you.